It's an era of great struggle for the nation, truly. We're still not out of that moment. And you'd see it articulated with its great cultural products of the age. It's a moment of despair. It's despair that's certainly likely what urged Stevie Wonder to write some of the most socially conscious lyrics of the era. And these are, you won't be surprised, these are not the ones that are heard on the radio when people play back, you know, Stevie Wonder reflections. Wonder had negotiated a new contract, just like Marvin Gaye had done before, that broke him out of the studio system in Motown. And the result was about a six-year cycle of albums that was nothing short of astonishing. I mean, one, that the albums are released, so many are released in just a five-year window actually, just a four-year window when you think about it. Albums Are Music on My Mind in 1972. He's only 21 years old. Talking Book released the same year, in 72. Inner Visions is released in 73. Fulfilling This First Finale in 74, Songs in the Key of Life in 76. This is not the little Stevie Wonder of he's coming out with Motown with I'm forgetting the name of the song playing his harmonica, but a Motown sort of dance tune. This is not the Stevie Wonder in later years of, you know, Don't Drive Drunk, thing. This is Stevie Wonder of a different kind of political vintage.